Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Shabbat Shalom, and welcome to Blueprint for Life, brought to you on Blog Talk Radio. We had some issues during the week with the broadcast that wasn't simulcast, and so we want to be able to give you some of the information that we want to give you on Wednesday, but however, Brother Ray won't be able to be on the show. I'm going to ask him to give you some of the information that he has as it pertains to being a phlebotomist, which is what he does on a daily basis, letting you know about certain things as it pertains to the blood. We've heard a lot about aborted fetus cells, but there's a lot more going on as it pertains to them doing blood tests. You go to get a blood test to find out if you have a sickness, but they take 3, 4, 5 vials of blood out of your system, out of your body. And he made it clear. They only need 2 cc's, which is like maybe a quarter or less than a quarter of a vial, but they take 3 or 4 vials. And the rest of the blood is sold into the system. And blood is used for a ton of things. DNA testing, finding out what they can do with your blood, who you are, where you come from, et cetera, et cetera. So what's being done with that blood is being sold for profits. And you're just trying to find out if you have cancer or if you have some type of disease, but they only need like 2 drops of your blood to determine if you have some type of sickness or disease. And that's what we want to talk about. The show was cut off on Wednesday, and maybe that's why it was cut off. Maybe that's why we couldn't get through. We had a lot of technical difficulties. But when they take 3 and 4 valves, it is sold. Don't forget about stem cells. Stem cell testing and cloning. All of that is a part of what transpires with the extra blood take from you. So there's a lot of nefarious things transpiring as it pertains to you having your blood checked and your health checked. If you can basically find out your sickness, then you should just leave it at that, because the constant blood drawing leads to a lot of things. What am I talking about? I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Scripture says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the coming of the Son of Man, when Christ returns, he's going to return at the same time that they were doing the same things that they were doing back then, splicing genes, splicing blood, creating other animals that the Father didn't create. And don't think that Genesis, the 6th chapter, and Jude, the book of Jude, is a lie, because it tells you what they were doing. And all of those things that transpired will take place before the coming of Christ when he returns. And those things are transpiring right now in our face. But it's not going to be as you think it's going to be. It's not going to be a bunch of giants, or it's going to be something that you won't see. So this whole thing about DNA, and this goes back, what, maybe 20 years since you've been watching the Maury Povich show and saying you are not the father. Yeah, this thing has been going back for a long time with genetic testing, and it's here, and it's not just testing, it's splicing and experimenting, and that's what's been transpiring. I wanted to get that out because the show didn't go through on Wednesday night. We had some problems. So there's some things from Wednesday I'm going to play, and then I'll go into the laws, statutes, and commandments. But I got to get this information out because it's important. One of the ones that's most important is the Oregon shooting and all these false shootings that are leading up to gun control that everybody knows is controlled.
Waiting to hear from loved ones after a deadly shooting rampage at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg, Oregon. Up to 15 people were reportedly killed and another 20 wounded in the attack. Police say the suspect...
Okay, so I can't... You know, this is not loud enough for me to get into. So I will just bring you this information myself and let you know. So Shabbat Shalom, let's go into prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. May all of my Hebrew brothers and sisters be blessed throughout the scattered diaspora and be led by your name and by your spirit to where they're supposed to be led. May we be free from understandings that are not of you, especially understandings of like we're supposed to follow a certain camp. May we follow your spirit, your word, and what you want us to do in this hour, because we're in desperate times and we need you, Father. And we can't even make it, because this is the most wicked time it could ever be. And we can't make it without you. So please lead and guide your people, your remnant, and the people that will make it. And we pray in the name of your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, whom people call Jesus the Christ, who are not in the knowledge of the truth as of yet. May it be done. And we thank you and we praise you. So one of the other, okay, I'll tell you what. I won't play these clips because this is what I normally do on Wednesday, but I'm not going to do it. The Oregon shooting, there were no shots heard, no eye or ear witnesses, no bodies, no blood. It was a practice drill, and they made it to be what it was supposed to be. That's Jade Helm, 15, and that's been going on. So nobody was killed, but they got the president going up there speaking and talking. They're getting you, if you listen, if you give up all of your guns, and I don't even want to play this guy. He said it best, but he cursed a lot. You give up all your guns, you're done. You're done. You can't protect yourself. And they know that. Because you, the people, are more than them that want to destroy the population. Okay, so Louisiana residents cannot leave Louisiana without a passport. That is another law that's being passed. Before I get into the laws, I want to talk about this. It says if you live in Louisiana, you better watch this particular video, because you will not be able to travel within the United States without a passport. That's not just Louisiana. It's coming to every state. So you will no longer be allowed to move and move around from state to state. It will start there in Louisiana, but it will go everywhere. The Ten Commandments statue was removed from the Capitol at night. At night. So nobody would protest in Oklahoma. We know Oklahoma has seen a lot of terrorism, bombs exploding, people lashing out the government. But anyway, more importantly, they took the Ten Commandments out of the government building at night while everyone was asleep, because they did not want to hear you say nothing about it. So this world not only stands on it's not only forbidding the Constitution, but they are definitely getting rid of the Ten Commandments, which their Constitution was built upon. And they want that gone. They want it done. In Oklahoma, it was taken out. So when y'all woke up, yeah, Ten Commandments, gone. Oh, yeah, guess what's happening today? Farrakhan, Washington, D.C., the commemoration of the Million Man March is taking place today. I can't even tell you what's going to happen, but it's happening right now. It's happening right now, where they're celebrating the history of the Million Man March, and we know that they're trying to pump up racial discrimination, race wars, but this will be the day that it will transpire, because they've asked the FBI and the CIA to shut him down and not let this happen. But guess what? It's happening. And there are people out there. You got, even you Hebrews are supporting this stuff, and some of you Hebrews are not supporting this. I could care less about where all y'all stand and where both of you guys stand. But the fact of the matter is that it's transpiring, and there's a problem. We won't know until, the end of the day exactly what's going to come out of this. Let me go to a more positive note. I want you to hear something that's positive. I want you to hear something about a brother that's given a speech at a college graduation to his people, to
Jesus, with a parent. Today, my friends, we still face difficult days ahead. We still have work to do, mountains to climb, and obstacles to overcome. We cannot stop striving yet. They won't get easier, life's challenges, but they will become more intricate, tricky. But when life's complexities confuse us, when the paradoxical ironies of existence surprise us, and when we are troubled by the uncontrollable external entities, both spiritual and physical, we must remember our ABCs. No, not the alphabet English majors of reading and writing, but the ABCs of life. And once we've learned them, we should take them with us as we let our lives do the singing. We should take the A and accept the challenge. The B and believe in ourselves. The C, convert our thoughts into hopes. And the D, the determination to convert our hopes into dreams. We should E, expect some obstacles on the way up. And F, fight while being faithful and finish the course. We should G, get God on our side. And H, have a Harvey model of leadership. We should I, inspire someone else. And J, take Jesus on our journey. We should K, keep on keeping on. And L, be a leader. We should M, make every day count. And N, never give up. We must O, overcome our obstacles. And P, put our best foot forward. We must Q, quit quitting. And R, run the race with patience. We must S, strive on while T, trusting in the Lord. We should U, use our talent. And V, value our time. We should W, wait for understanding. And X, X-ray our own lifestyle. We should Y, yearn to achieve all that we seek. And Z, be zealous when reaching the top.
Psalms 19:7, the law of the Lord is perfect, perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Anything that can come back to the commandments and statutes and laws is perfect and what it should be. So yeah, you are simple without the commandments. What does simple mean? Simple is stupid. You're stupid. You're stupid if you don't have the commandments. You think you're perfect according to the world's ways. What the world gives you and what the world tells you you should achieve, and what you should contribute to them. But it's clear. Psalms 19:7, the law of the Lord is perfect. What is the law of the Lord? The Ten Commandments that you don't want to keep. And they're taking the Ten Commandments out of the school. Only reason I played this brother right here is because he was the valedictorian of a major black college who said something positive to inspire a crowd of young people who are achieving to do the best they can do and be pro. And he deserves to be acknowledged. But it is those people that we must try to get them to understand who we are, where we came from, what our history, what our knowledge is. We are not slaves. We were slaves. I don't want to hear nothing about no damn 6 million people killed by Hitler and that are fake people, because Revelations 2 and 9 and Revelations 3 and 9 tells us that they are the synagogue of Satan. There were 6 million people killed. Guess how many people of our diaspora were killed? 100 million in the slave trade, during the slave trade. Didn't even make it over here. And 60 million people were destroyed and killed that lived in what was called Asherah, in these states before Columbus discovered it. and they named it after themselves. America, Amerigo, Vespucci, Africa, Leo Scipio Africanus. We're not African American. These states and land masses were named after people who decided to conquer. Scipio Africanus destroyed Hannibal, who was a leader of our people who nobody could take down. But Scipio Africanus, he was able to conquer him and then named the landmass after himself. I got a lot of favorite scriptures, but this one right here, Psalms 19 and 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. So what else can convert your soul? Nothing but the law. And what is the law? The Ten Commandments. And they want to remove the Ten Commandments at night because they already know that you were going to rise up, act up, and have a problem with them removing the Ten Commandments from that building in Oklahoma, and they're removing them from every state law building because they want to remove these commandments. Why? They will connect you back to the Father. And what will happen? Convert the soul. The testimony of the Most High is sure. It will make you wise because without the law, you're simple. Am I saying this? Nah. Psalms 19 and 7 is saying this. If you don't have the law, you are simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightens your eyes. So this is why you have a lot of these things transpiring. But at the same time, I will give you the things that will let you know. That you're on the right ground. All right. Some of the other things we want to cover on Wednesday, I'm going to go through real quick. I really want to play. I want to play this video of this guy, but he's doing a whole lot of cussing because he's mad about this gun control. Because everybody's starting to see through this, and we're starting to see that a lot of these events happening at these colleges are orchestrated. Totally orchestrated. People we never heard of, people that have these false Facebook pages, people, they just pop out of nowhere. And then they always kill themselves and we never hear from them. So I'll just let you pull it up, look it up, and let's see. Dave Champion. You can go to his video. You pull it up yourself. I'm not going to play it today. All right. Hebrew words, family, mishpachah. Mom, Ima, dad, Abba, brother, Ak, sister, Akot, daughter, Bat, son, Ben, grandma, Safta, granddad, Saba, auntie, Dod, Ah, uncle, Dad, cousin, a male is Ben Dad, a cousin who's a female is Bat Doda, niece, Ya Nit, and your nephew is Ak Yan. So these are things I wanted to share with you today because I was a little upset that we didn't get the show out on Wednesday. And I know you're enjoying your Shabbat. I'm going to let you continue to enjoy your Shabbat. And may the Most High in Christ continue to bless you. As I always say, the only for sure obstacle from learning the truth is because truth is a journey and not a destination. May the Most High in Christ bless.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Outer space to find another race.